Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
55 minutes commercial free right now. We're going to do an exhibition round of Kayla's challenge. You won last time, though, if I recall correctly.
I did win. I've probably played maybe a total of 10 times over the 4 years I've been here. Mm-hmm. And I'm about 50%. When I win, I usually win pretty big. I'll go 4 or 5. But when I lose, it's like I get one maybe at best.
Impressive. Yeah. So when I ask you this, so a buddy of mine was in New York at some 9/11 dinner, okay, and sends me a picture. He says, "Yeah, I'm at this big fancy dinner, and I'm sitting across from you."
Okay.
So is the idea that every person who shaves their head that we all look alike?
Apparently, because that guy looks, you're showing me the photo right now, that guy looks nothing like you.
He's got like 50 pounds on me and at least a solid 10 or 15 years.
Sorry, I just saw who it was from, which is very funny. but no, I mean, he's got at least 15 years on you. And his head is oddly shaped. Like, you actually have a really good head. You have a very even-placed head. Like, that guy has a weird kind of cone-like back part of the head. I don't...
Oh, yeah, he's much more beluga whale than I am.
Yes, much more beluga whale.
Look at this poor guy. He looks like my cousin. He looks like a cousin that I have. But this guy doesn't look anything. I'm going to try and show a little Jess through the window. This guy doesn't look anything
He does not look anything like you.
Nothing like you. No. Except, he looks like he may...
except we both have a shaved head.
Yeah.
That's it. So all of a sudden...
And he has a nice tux, and you've got a pretty good tux collection.
And by the way, this happens all the time. All the time. Hey, it's all your twin brother. You know? I was like, well, why? So the bit is they didn't mean it, but it still kind of hurts your feelings a little bit. Now, my feelings are not hurt. Obviously, you tell my parents. I just, honestly, my thought is like, okay, dude, you know, all right. But the other day, and like I said, I've kind of avoided this bit. You know, this bit's been on the sheet since Monday.
Yep.
So Spence dealt with cystic acne when he was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and it was tough. Being a kid was it's kind of part of why Spence has a little bit of an edge to him, because
mm-hmm.
he had to deal with some BS when he was a kid. And the other day, he'll play a little rough when he's playing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
when
he
people
does. Are he can throw it back at you
when people are chopping it up and going back and forth, and we all kind of have that in us.
Yes,
except for Kayla, she don't play rough.
No, I don't fight very well.
Kayla doesn't like to play rough, but But anyway, so apparently they're chopping it up back in the promotions department, and they're going back and forth. And one of the promotions people called him some version of Crater Face, and it hurt him. It stuck him deep.
Yeah. To the point where, like, he walked away and was like, okay, I don't remember what he said, but he basically walked away and then later on texted us about it and said, it's still affecting me. Yeah. Like, he was in the...
Like lump in the throat
type
effect. So I'm just, here's the other thing. When I was a little heavier than I am now, man, people would touch my stomach like I was pregnant.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That bugged me. Yeah, man, how you doing? And then, you know, a little pat on the stomach.
Yeah.
What are you touching me in my torso?
Okay.
And it was, man, you know, it didn't. Yes and no. Okay. Enough that I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah.
And enough to make me realize if somebody comes up, touch my belly, you better get back on the program. You know?
Yeah, you look really good, if that helps.
I wasn't fishing. But they said it. They didn't mean anything by it, but damn, it hurts your feelings just a little bit. 702-364- 98-98. It's happened to all of us.
Happened to me yesterday.
Just who's going to have the guts enough to call in and share their story right now?
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, man, we are unburdening a little bit at 702-364-9898. They didn't mean anything by it. But it was a little hurtful.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy real often, unless I am. If I'm the guy whose feelings are going to get hurt, I'm going to get hurt all the way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get hurt a lot. But I'm generally not that. I'm not that guy where you can say, like, you can say whatever you want about me, and I'll be, unless I think you're telling the truth.
You know what I mean? And then it hurts just a little bit.
I get stung other ways. But this, like, a buddy of mine was at a dinner last night, September 11th thing in New York. I'm sitting across from you. I think this guy's been on like the news shows too.
Yeah.
I think he was part of the police force or something like that.
He's got a back in the day. But I don't understand it. Guy doesn't look anything like you. He's got kind of like a pointy back part of his head. The only thing that resembles you guys at all is you both have shaved heads.
Yeah.
He's got a much rounder face. You can tell immediately from the photo. And yeah, he's got a nice suit on. Maybe that comparison. But besides, that guy looks nothing like you.
Yeah, I'm sitting across from you, it says. LOL. I wrote back, ha, we all look alike. yesterday
I was at the grocery store. Cashier and I are making polite conversation because it's an awkward minute and a half, 2 minutes that happens. And he just goes, oh, are you feeling okay? I said, yeah, I'm feeling fine. He goes, oh, it just sounds like you're losing your voice. And I was like, oh, no, this is my god-awful raspy tone. Oh, what are you saying? Like, oh, it just sounds like you lost your voice.
And by the way, and that, you have to have a certain level of relationship to be able to look at a woman and say, are you feeling okay? Because that's not great either.
I know, right? Like, what, do I look ill? I mean, come on now.
That's not great. Hey, Dawn in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
Hey. So people say stuff to you all the time that they don't mean anything by it, but it hurts your feelings.
Yeah, and it's not really saying something to me. Like, I grew up my whole life having hearing problems, and I used to, like, purposely try to stay home from school on the day that they would do hearing tests. And I have a lot of, like, surgeries to try to correct my hearing. I'm not deaf, but I definitely don't hear well. I speak differently and very loud, and I think it's just natural that people shush you or they tell you to be quiet, and they don't realize how, like, it affects you because I can't help it. Like, I speak loudly, and it's weird. Like, I'm about 42 years old, and it's still, like, it hurts. So, like, it hurts your feelings. Like, not because I'm being mean, but it just, like, affects you. It's really weird.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So we think you sound fantastic, by the way. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for speaking up. That's a good thing in our world. So thank
for
you and have a great day.
Thank you.
Man, I'll tell you what. We're going deep on this. This goes, Alicia, this goes back to you when you were 12 years old.
Yeah. It does.
What happened? They didn't mean anything by it, but it hurt your feelings.
No, I was a little kid. My family didn't have a lot of money, so I got a lot of hand-me-downs from my older brother. I have only brothers. I just kind of was raised with just boys. I always kind of acted like a little boy just because that's what I was raised around. And I was wearing just button-up flannel, baggy pants, and I had my hair down, and the little kid just kind of loudly announces to their mom, why does that little boy have long hair? And it kind of stung. It stung as a 12-year-old kid because you're right at that age where you're trying to almost look good for boys, but not at the same time. Because I thought I was fine.
This is not at all what I thought this bit was going to be. I did not think that we were going to go. Because how old are you now, Alicia?
I'm 33 now.
So you're 33 now. Yeah. We're talking about when she was 12 years old. I did not think. Although here's what's funny. Is that you got both those first two calls talking about what people would do to them would say to them when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it immediately made me flash back to, gosh, it was junior high, maybe early in high school. There was this girl, Kay Keeler. We are still friends to this day. we don't talk a lot, but we'll, you know, like on Facebook, we'll go back and forth a little bit.
Okay.
Every once in a while. And Kay was the, she was the pretty girl. She was our homecoming queen.
No.
You know what I mean? And she was that girl from junior high forward.
Ah.
Everybody loved her. She was a sweet girl, but she called me Chet Paragraph because she said I had no butt.
Oh my gosh.
No, she said I had no butt. And she said I had an indentation.
Did she ever, I'm sorry, but in all fairness, did she ever apologize?
I don't think so, and I don't think she needed to.
Oh, but I mean, it still stinks to this day.
I was a skinny kid. No, it bothered me. Like, I just remembered that.
Okay.
You know, I just, that was the one I was like, well, something had to have happened in like junior high. So
I had something that happened not too long ago, just like Spence. I might have been in Ross, and the cashier was like ringing me up and doing his business. And then he gives me the total and he says, it'll be $67.35, sir. And then I was like,
oh,
wait,
God.
What? And then he looked up and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. And it, I understood because he was looking down. We live in a world where we look down a lot. Uh-huh. So he was looking down. I get it. But it, when I left the store, it did hurt my feeling because I'm like, I'm not shaped like a linebacker. Like,
no,
my hair was down.
Not.
I had my curls. I didn't look like I do today, but I had my makeup and like I looked like
fine,
a girl. But it did hurt my feelings.
No, yeah, I get that.
And just because... All he sensed you were tall.
Yes.
And so then he assumed.
Yeah.
And we all know what happens when you assume. Dang, dude. Uber RJ and Hendertucky. They didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but they did.
Oh, no. They meant to hurt my feelings. It was kids back home in Salt Lake, so you can put, you know, church and stuff together. So anyways.
I lived in Salt Lake. Not everybody is that, but okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was the crowd that I hung out with, and. Anyway, so back in junior high, all the way through high school, I got wonderful buck teeth. That's just genetic. And, they would just call me Rat Boy. And one day in, my sophomore year, I got sick of it. The kid's sitting there running his mouth. I turned around and socked him. And I just went home. I called my dad. I said, hey, I'm going to transfer schools because this is what's up. I'm sick of it. And, you know, to this day, I live by what I did, and I don't feel bad for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you were able to tell us. It feels better. Oh, my God. Salty Dan's on the phone. Salty Dan
what?
Never gets... Salty Dan's always at work, so let's get him on the air quick so he can get back to work so he didn't get fired.
All right.
What up?
And hey. By the way, Salty Dan says the only time that his feelings get hurt is when they say...
Damn, you thick.
They say, damn, you thick.
Yeah. Really, though, when people tell me how white I am, like... I'm really fair skinned and I can't get a tan. So people tell me, oh, why don't you get a tan? So, and it's impossible for me to get a tan.
You're like, I burn, okay? Yeah. Get off me.
I go back from red to white, white to red, and that's it.
And that's thank you for taking the time. It is noted and appreciated. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, bye, buddy.
We'll see you. Emily in Northtown, hey.
Hey. Hey.
They didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but what did they say?
So I was 26. I went on an executive retreat in Florida, and there was this dolphin swimming experience, and everybody was doing it. And I walked up to the counter to sign in to do it, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't let you swim with the dolphins because you're pregnant. And I'm like, actually, my daughter's never. 4 months old. So
yeah, never. Yeah. I'm telling you what, I will never even reference. That was the big joke. I landed this joke huge at Mrs. America.
What was that?
Because Mrs. Virginia, 7 months pregnant.
Oh,
and
my God.
You know what I mean? She'd already won her state, and she's preparing, and then they're like, oh, you're pregnant. And they're like, all right, well, let's just carry this through. And I was like, we did not make note of it. I said she has one child. We did not make note. And I brought her out to the center of the stage, and I said, yes, I know. We all see. But if that's a burrito and I say the wrong thing, I'm in big trouble. I would never, ever again say a single thing about a woman and whether she is or is not pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Our boy Jay Stu, by the way, thank you for dropping off Starbucks this morning. We love you.
Love you.
We do.
And they didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but what'd they say?
Well, I guess mine's kind of like yours, Chet, where it's not really a personal attack, but I happen to carry around a bunch of bright pink stuff, And so people are always, you know, kind of, you know, jibing me and saying, oh, that's a cute lunchbox, or that's a cute shirt, or that's a cute hat. And the reason I do that is because I lost my first child at 14 months old.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I carry that stuff and wear that stuff to honor her. And, you know, I have to end up telling them why it is that I do that, because otherwise I feel like I'm not honoring her. And then they feel horrible, and then I feel bad, and it
right up. Oh, they do feel, yeah. Then you feel worse because they feel bad now. Yeah. So there's no win. There's no win in that spot. And by the way, it's 2019. Stop it with the pink.
Oh, my God.
You know, and whatever.
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore. Like, that's the thing. It's not funny anymore. So.
But people still do it. They still do it. You're a good man. Have a great day.
Back at you.
All right. We'll see you, brother. Back to Northtown, Nisa LeMay. By the way, the LeMay sisters, number two in the P1 Power Ooh. Rankings. Mm-hmm. You can hear the podcast at KLUC.com. Hello, Nisa.
Hi, thank you for that. I cried so hard listening to that. That's like, so oh, man, aside from this topic, but, you know, I don't, like I put, I don't have a lot of friends and close community. So for you guys to allow us to be a part of that, just, oh, try not to get emotional again. But
everyone's really allowed. Everybody is allowed. The more the merrier. Yeah.
We shut off the mics after the thing, and I cry hysterically every time. No, I'm just kidding.
Huh?
No.
But everybody is allowed to listen to the radio station and be part of our P1 community. So, yes.
I know. And they're just so loving. They're like my new best friends. Like I said, I talk to them every single day. Like Jay Stu, just listening to him,
okay.
I was getting
we're getting way off into personal time talk.
Yes,
and
sorry.
We need to stay focused on the thing at hand.
On the task. So, growing up, I've always been clumsy, short, you know, not coordinated. Everybody in my family has been great at sports. Sister was great varsity cheerleader. Tiffany was in gymnastics, all that. Me, not so much. So I tried so hard to be in swimming, and it didn't go great. I almost died.
Oh,
and
no.
My grandma tells me, it's okay, you can just be the smart one.
Oh, you'll be the smart one. Oh, aren't you? Aren't you?
No.
You just be the smart one. Aren't you just precious?
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.